Busy, busy week. In fact, busy stretch for North Andrews basketball team. They come back this first week of January now with four consecutive games. They'll be at the Stanbury Tournament. It'll be next week. Del Morley said basketball coach for North Andrew. So far, so good. Certainly for the Cardinals also, though. They won all their their three games so far, and then also won their game that was played over the Christmas break when you played La Plata at NCMC. Coach, and I guess we'll start there. It turns out it was about as good of a situation as what you could have had. You saw what this team was going to have to do in executing down the stretch. I saw, you know, a team where I think you got one look at them, but not necessarily a huge degree of familiarity. And then neutral site, a little different venue. So, you know, all things considered, I would think is a really positive experience. And maybe it was a good experience, win or lose that game.
I think so. And the reason I chose to try to play over there was to play someone we didn't see all the time and on the neutral court and you know, just the experience of playing something different. And, yeah, I was really proud of the kids. We played without one of our starters in that game, and we kind of rallied around and found a way to get it done at the end.
Okay, won that game, then had Albany coming back from break on Tuesday night at Albany to control the game quickly, won the game pretty convincingly. Against, Albany's team has competed in some spots this year. It was fairly clear they were pretty intimidated, at least at the start of that game, and it kind of got away from them.
Yeah, Coach Cox is going to have a long year, but his kids continue to play hard, and we got off, like you said, we got off to a quick start, and it was pretty much, you know, decided early on, so it was good for our kids, especially having four games this week, that being the first game. I was able to play everybody a significant amount of minutes. We got 14 kids in, lots of playing time. And so, you know, that part was good. And for us, it was the start of, like I said, a tough four-game stretch.
Okay, North Platte was the next night. This was already scheduled because I assume that, you know, you got this on a Wednesday night and got, you know, the team. I assume it was Wednesday night because that was the only date that was going to work out. But you really didn't want to get to North Platte on to, you know, it was kind of how you massage the schedule. You wanted to, you know, upgrade it, and sometimes that means stick games in where you need where they, you know, where they can only be played. And I assume this was probably the case.
It was. We've been playing North Platte for a few years, and you know, with us changing conferences this year, the whole schedule had to be revamped. And like you said, it was kind of the only place we could find it that fit in for both of us. So, you know, we typically try to stay away from Wednesdays, but this is the only time we could find it that would work for both teams.
All right, next was King City, and that was last night. Now, this one, this one had the makings anyway of me and being a little being a tough one, or I don't know, trap games is probably a little strong, but you were going to be, you were going to be playing your third straight game against a team that, you know, might be around 500 or so, but boy, they just compete. It's really kind of fun to watch them battle because, boy, they sure don't give in.
No, they really do compete, and we actually use that same phrase. We had to be careful; it could be a trap game because once again, it was a game that was supposed to be played December 16th. We had to snow out. And we just were having a hard time finding a day to fit it in, so this happened to work. And I was really probably as proud of our kids after that game as any game since I've been here at North Andrew. I thought they really dug down, shown some toughness, and just really executed. And it was one of those games where we ended up winning by over 20, but it just one where you just gradually built it step by step. It wasn't a big spurt or anything like that. And I thought our kids really showed some grit.
Do get Pattonsburg now to finish this up. I guess this is going to be a three-game week or a four-game week, and three of these are going to be conference games. And a Pattonsburg team that's probably coming in off of, I think, certainly their biggest win of the season. And that's a young group that, if they get going, I think just confidence is their key.
Yeah, you know, I don't know a whole lot about them. Trying to watch a little bit of film. They've had, you know, some ups and downs. They've had some good wins. You know, they're a team that appears to be scrappy, and they're going to battle you. And honestly, we're kind of going in a little bit blind in this game, but I think our kids are riding on some emotion right now, so I feel pretty good about how we'll come out and play.
Okay, and then Stanbury's tournament is generally competitive and maybe even to a higher degree this year, considering how deep that is. As a two seed, your first-round matchup against South Nottoway is probably an example of how deep the tournament is.
Absolutely. We said that. I think they were 6-2 or something like that before last night, and they're the seventh seed. That's a really strong tournament.
Del Morley's head basketball coach of North Andrew.